Responsorial Psalm today stirs my heart, jogs my memory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Realize that in the last 10 years, I've been asked that question quite often. What does it mean? It seems strange, and I remember the first time I heard it and meditated upon it, it sounded awkward. Blessed are the poor in spirit. As we think of the spirit is obviously a good thing, but this poor, the downtrodden, lacking, how can there be blessedness in this? It doesn't sound that great. The problem is our understanding of poverty, what the Lord means when he speaks to us, in what poverty of spirit is. And that poverty isn't what we think it is. We generally associate it with those who are downtrodden and kind of, life is hard and the circumstances are very unfortunate. True, that's a popular definition of poverty. People are hungry and have all these needs. But true poverty, in the gospel sense, when Jesus gives us the Beatitudes, is a detachment. It's not so much a sense of lacking all these things. It's a positive sense of true detachment of the heart. So blessed, that means happy, are those who are poor or detached in spirit, and the kingdom of heaven is theirs. It's something I think all of us need to work on to varying degrees. Detachment of the heart. From what? From everything but Christ. That's why that prayer, that litany of humility that's in your pews is so painful for me and perhaps for some of you, because it identifies so many little attachments to the praise in this world, to honor, to glory. Not that they're bad things, but attachment to them is not good. Love of money is the root of all evil. We heard from St. Paul in his letter to Timothy, attachment to money, the pleasures it brings, the comfort, the security, you name it, we all have our attachments. Jesus in the Beatitudes tells us that blessedness, true happiness, is when we are poor or detached in our spirit, meaning our soul focuses first and attaches itself to Christ, and then everything else finds its proper place. And then look what happens when it finds its proper place. We see that in the gospel. Then we have this band of the 12. It's a very simple little gospel passage. Jesus roaming around the villages with the 12. And some women who had been cured. And we have this interesting mix of Mary Magdalene, of whom 7 demons had to be cast out. She was in a rough spot, and the Lord Jesus did a lot for her. And then we have Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza. This is the wife of the steward of the king, which is, in modern-day terms, this chief financial officer of the king. Not a bad position. So you have little Mary Magdalene, with her 7 demons having been cast out, who probably came from a real destitute life. And then you have this other woman who we don't know, but she certainly would have had means. Her husband was a CFO of a major corporation. This happened to be the Kingdom of Israel. And so that focus, that detachment of all these things, worries and detachments of the world, allows us to come together and look at who Jesus brings together, the most unlikely of people. Simon the Zealot, Matthew the tax collector, at odds with each other. Mary Magdalene, the one from 7 demons, had to be cast out. And Joanna, the wife of a CFO. Different political status, social status. When we're detached, none of that matters, because the sole focus becomes Jesus Christ. And in that is true blessedness, happiness, joy, peace, everything. And so we again ask the Lord today for the grace to make him the sole focus of our lives and to detach from anything that gets in the way, so that we can find the peace that our hearts long for, the blessedness that he tells us about, and the kingdom that comes to those who are attached to Jesus only. And then we're free to love the world, to love others, once we've got everything in order. May we receive that grace today and renew our focus on the Lord Jesus as we've come here to him. So blessed to be called here. And as we receive him, renew our focus and our attachment to him alone.